بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بياتي جواب شوري. Sometimes referred to as جواب الجواب, a the climb of all climbs. Your range needs to be accommodative, because if you started your recitation too high and you intend to do جواب شوري, you may end up straining. So you need to start as low as can be. And in the last clip, I showed you a sample of a jawab where you start in asli and end with shuri. That's an option. You don't have to obviously do it, but it comes across, in my opinion, the jawab asli comes across even stronger when you end it with shuri. It fits with all three, the previous options of jawab asli, but it fits the best with the last option. Your last option of jawab asli is your drop as a stepping stone to your high drag. Ending that with shuri fits beautifully. So a sample of that would be A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Waylun yawma idhin lil mukaththibin alladhina yukaththibuna biyawmiddin. I'll do it without the Sheikh Abdul Basit push. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ الَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. That end on بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ, that is what Sheikh Mahmoud Ali Al-Banna would do in his Jawab Shuri. We do it on that verse in Surah Al-Buruj, الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. Okay. Coming to Jawab Shuri, a clean Jawab Shuri from start to end. We recited in Al-Mutaffifin, we recited وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ. So go back to Surah Al-Mutaffifin. The next verse is إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا. So the first manner in which you may start the Jawab Shuri is from low in ascending steps, just as you would do shuri in the beginning of recitation from low as one of your options. And after you entered shuri, you can have a push if you want with a subtle end like this.
إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
Okay. Push, then you have your subtle climb and end. You can also have your surprise end, like a drop, a surprise drop.
إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
You have other options of ends, but for now, just start with this one. There's one more thing I need to show you as far as a content structure is concerned. After you've pushed and you had your subtle drop, if your breath allows you and the verses you choose are long enough, you can have, after your push and your subtle climb, you can have a descent, and then you end with a push. And that push could either be a subtle one or it could be an exaggerated higher push which you need strength for. But it's strong as your jawab ul jawab. So we go, we recite from إِذَا تُتْلَى to the next verse, كَلَّا بَلْرَانَ.
إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ كَلَّا بَلْرَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ.
Okay? So now the other option. Same structure, but you end, you go higher. You need to reserve your energy and your breath and your strength for the end if you choose to do this one.
إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون.
Okay, think about it. And it comes across beautifully and strongly. And generally, you're, like I said, we're doing Jawab Shuri on this level of voice just to be comfortable. But normally, it will be on a higher level, especially after you've had your complete build-up of Bayati. So it will come across even stronger. So that's your first way of starting Shuri, Jawab Shuri. The other way of starting Jawab Shuri is a bit higher, it's a bit more subtle and playful, slight ups and downs. It will be like this. Instead of
إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْ,
it will be
إِذَا تُتْ,
as if a bit shy.
إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
You can have all the other options used and presented further on in the maqam, but we're just addressing a variant start.
إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
And likewise, you can go on to the next verse and have your drop, and at the end your push. We try it.
إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ.
Okay. We tried on our verse in Surah Al-Buruj. We completed Wallahu ala kulli shay'in shaheed. So inna alladhina fatanu al-mu'mineen. First with your rising steps.
Inna alladhina fatanu al-mu'mineen wal-mu'minati thumma lam yatubu falahum azabu jahannam.
You can try to recite until the end of the verse, but I just want to show you the start, the different start. So the first one was
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
The second
إِذَا تُتْلَى,
so
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ.
If you have enough breath and you can push, you can hear that the exaggerated push at the end could fit in even after that structure. Instead of stopping on the word Jahannam, you could push till the end. So we try. And it fits on the meaning of this verse.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقِ. ولهم عذاب الحريق.
So your various options. The main thing for now is get one structure and understand that you need to acclimatize your ear, and it's about practicing under supervision, inshallah. So in the future, we make contact and we try this together. It's just to familiarize yourself before we start implementing, inshallah. All of the best.